Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Most of us pay little attention to how gasoline arrives at our local station until those prices take us by surprise. It's been said gas prices could reach their highest numbers in 4 years in 2018. Patrick DeHaan is head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy.com. He's with us to discuss the fuel price outlook for 2018. He's on the phone from Chicago. Patrick DeHaan, welcome back to In the Moment.
A pleasure to join you.
All right, what are we looking at for 2018? And then we'll get to why. But what's ahead in the forecast?
That's right. It's going to be a more expensive year at the pump, as you alluded to. Perhaps the priciest since 2014, but let me quick assure folks that we aren't going to be seeing any record prices. In fact, we probably won't be seeing even those $3 a gallon prices, though it's always possible that some stations may. We're already about 9 cents a gallon higher than where we were a year ago. And come springtime, we could be talking about the statewide average in South Dakota, anywhere from 20 to 50 cents a gallon higher than where it stands today, which could put it within arm's reach of that $3 mark.
What is causing the price increase? Let's talk about big picture. What sort of causes volatility in the price of gas at the pump?
Well, the big story behind why we're expecting higher prices this year, we can point our fingers at OPEC. Of course, it was their decision back in November of 2016 to rein in production. Overproduction the 2 years prior to that decision had caused oil prices to plummet to $25 or $30 a barrel at the low, and that certainly hurt your northerly neighbor there in North Dakota. And that's what caused OPEC to cut oil production. Now, just a couple months ago, last November, they extended those cuts until 2018 in an effort not only to trim production, but to drive oil prices higher. And they've been successful in doing that. Oil prices this morning at about $61 a barrel. That's close to the highest they've been in 3 years.
And are we looking at weather events when we had so many hurricanes last year? How long do we see the impact of severe weather events on gas prices?
Well, certainly inventories have healed after last year's Hurricane Harvey and Irma. But the current cold spell that we were in, things have improved. But even recent cold spells have caused demand for heavier fuels like distillates, diesel, heating oil to surge, also propane demand. And that's really what's weighing on the national average right now, not only higher oil prices, but even that extreme cold has pushed up demand. I think we'll see a little bit of relief here in the weeks ahead, not too much, but then when we come to late February and March, we'll likely see gas prices start surging as refineries do maintenance work and we start to roll out that more expensive summer gasoline.
Hmm. And in South Dakota, we're often having conversations about pipelines. And how does that play into the gas forecast for, you know, for the entire nation?
Well, you know, pipelines are certainly a major wild card. Anything that can interrupt normal delivery systems can have an impact on gas prices. It was just a year and a half ago that one of the nation's largest pipelines, the Colonial Pipeline, developed a leak, and I'm sure in your neck of the woods in the Dakotas, a big part of the conversation is the Keystone XL that is still a good bit of distance away from being finalized. That would bring Canadian crude oil into the Gulf of Mexico area where there are more refineries, but it's not really something that we're looking at being completely done this year. So the Keystone XL didn't really play a major role in what we're expecting for oil prices in the year ahead.
And how about when we look at tax reform and, you know, continued efforts to increase production or, you know, access to oil fields in America?
Well, your first point on taxation, a lot of states have increased taxes. That's something that could happen on the federal level as well. Donald Trump's administration has mentioned the possibility of raising the federal gas tax to pay for massive infrastructure spending. Now, on your second point about opening new areas to drill, that is a potential, that could potentially, I should say, in the years ahead, do something to gas prices. But these areas are completely undeveloped and unexplored, so it's not known if there are sizable reserves. But again, even if there is sizable reserves in these new areas that oil companies may have access to, it would probably be years before any oil from those areas gets to the market and makes a price difference.
All right. Give us an idea about what we can do. Are we just sort of watch the price go up and down and deal with it in our budget?
Well, that's probably one thing that most of the listeners have a problem with is there's not a whole lot you can do. I think one of the perhaps most simple things to do, of course, is to make sure you're shopping around for cheaper prices. Long gone are the days when stations would all sell gas at the same price. These days, there's always some difference, and I think that motorists certainly have an ability to save by shopping around before they fill their tank.
All right. So is it as simple as that? Are there other ways to sort of, you know, when you travel or, you know, how do you sort of plan ahead for those people who really want to hack into and, you know, get into watching the prices and making that apply to their home budget?
Sure. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, beyond shopping around for gas, it's very difficult, especially in some of these areas, the Dakotas, where you're driving further distances to get to and from places, and where there's not a whole lot of public transportation. So, you know, aside from shopping around, some of the things you do, obviously, is look at what kind of car you have and what kind of efficiency improvements you can make. Certainly the cold weather even shortens your mileage. I know a lot of folks probably pre-warm their cars up, but there are certainly things like that that cause your consumption to be a bit higher. And one of the really only things you can do is try and reduce the amount of gasoline or diesel fuel you may be consuming by driving smarter, perhaps more defensively, and not pre-warming up your car. I know that's a thing that motorists used to do decades ago, but these days, pre-warming your car isn't really necessary unless, of course, you want to get in a car that's warm instead of freezing cool.
I just heard on NPR the other day that what your dad told you made sense for the cars and the oil that existed then, but we have moved on. Don't warm up your car as long as you think. So, and you know, when it's cold, Patrick Gahan, just don't go anywhere because it's not worth it.
That's right. Stay home.
All right. Give us a recap of the 2018 forecast for everyone who's just tuning in, please.
Well, 2018 gas price is going to be a little bit more expensive than what we saw in 2017, but rest assured it's not going to be a record-setting year. I think on average motorists will be spending about $100 to $200 more on gas for the entire year as compared to 2017. Of course, that's kind of for your average driver. So not going to be the worst year at the pump, not going to be the best, but most of the time gas prices will still start with that number two.
Patrick Dehan is head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy.com. You can read that full report on GasBuddy.com. We'll put a link up on our website after the show, listen.sdpb.org. Patrick, thank you so much.
My pleasure.